the guy today?
I was excited. You know, they told me this morning, you know, in the locker room, and, you know, that's why I'm here. That's what I do. You know, and I prepare every week, you know, as if I'm playing, as if I'm starting. So, you know, I was prepared. I was ready to go.
How do you assess your performance? How do you feel like you did overall?
You know, I'm disappointed. I'm a competitor. I love to win. And, you know, anytime we don't, I take it really hard. So, you know, I want to fight for those guys in that locker room. And, you know, I feel like I can play better. You know, I thought we showed some good things, but obviously didn't get off to a great start and, you know, kind of shot ourselves in the foot quite a few times. And, you know, when other things aren't clicking, that's, you know, that's unfortunate.
Sure changes what you can do, too, when you get in those holes in the penalties.
Yeah, I mean, it puts us behind, you know, puts us behind the sticks. And anytime you're in first and long, second and long, and then third and long, it's, you know, that's not where you want to be.
He's already said on that catch that he had up the middle, the one-handed grab, that he really appreciated that you had the trust in him because he felt he let you down earlier with one of the plays on the sideline. When did you feel you were kind of getting into rhythm a little bit more, not only with Rudy, but some of these guys towards you?
You know, that, like talking about Rudy, I feel the same way. I felt like I could have put a better ball on the first pass. I felt like I could have got it to him quicker. So, and that second catch was probably one of the best catches I've ever been on the same field and seen. It was impressive. So, but yeah, it obviously the first half, you know, was not starting out not where we wanted to be. I think it took, you know, really until that I think that was that drive in the second half there that you know, we really kind of got it going. But then it, you know, we'd get it going again, and we just, you know, we'd be two steps forward, one step back, and it's tough to move the ball in this league, and it's even tougher when you're hurting yourself.
How did the pressure that they put on you affect the offense as a whole?
You know, Pittsburgh did a great job today. I think they mixed up their pressures. You know, did a great job of, you know, showing different things on third down and on first and second down. So, you know, when that gets you out of rhythm, you have to be, you know, you have to be prepared and have places to go with the football. And in certain instances, I didn't. So, you know, something we'll look at on film and get better from it.
Did Sam say anything to you before this game? I know you guys are close. I know you've been through camp together and everything, but did he say something after he knew you would be the starter?
You know, not really. We were all preparing for the game at that point.
What were the biggest adjustments you guys made in the second half to kind of let you move the ball a little bit better than in the first half?
You know, I think one of them was our tempo. I think we got in and out of the huddle a little quick, you know, I guess faster, and, you know, ran some plays on the line, did some no-huddle stuff, kind of mixed it up. I thought Pat did a good job of mixing that up, and guys made plays. I mean, Dalvin busted out a heck of a run. He's a guy that, you know, when things aren't going well, you keep feeding him, and eventually one's going to pop. And obviously 14, we all know what he can do when you give him a chance. So I thought he did a great job too. But my guys fought, O-line fought, and, you know, I trust every one of those guys in that locker room. And I trust everyone on the offensive side of the ball. You know, I thought the offensive line did a great job of Pat, especially picking up, you know, knowing where blitzes were coming and sliding protection. I thought he did a great job, but we did not do enough.
You're playing first time for a new team. Is there any extra nerves? I mean, I know you've made starts in the NFL before, but the first time with a new team.
I wouldn't call it extra nerves, but, you know, It's with some new faces that I haven't, you know, walked out there between the lines with yet. So that's something that, you know, I want to prove myself. I want to go out there and you know, Adam, you know, Diggs and Rudy and the offensive line, you know, those guys that I've created a friendship with now and even more, you know, more trust. You know, you want to go out there and prove yourself and, you know, so it was good to get out there. But, you know, like I said, I'm really disappointed that we did not win today.
Okay, so have you had a situation before in the NFL where you didn't know if you were going to start or not until right before game time? Or have you had any of those before?
No, as a backup, I mean, I've come into games before a few times, a couple of them in some pretty interesting situations. But you know, that's the life of a quarterback. And you know, like I said, if I prepare the same way every week, then nothing surprises me.
Sam isn't ready to go again next week, where do you feel like your first place when you go back to practice this week to start improving and, you know, kind of remedy some of the things that happened today?
You know, I'm going to have to look at the film. I want to go back and look and see. You know, I think getting into a rhythm early is really important. You know, something I think my feet were not as good in the pocket as they should have been. I think a couple of those sacks are actually because of me being out of the pocket and not where I need to be in the pocket. But you know, there's a lot of things. And I, like I said, I want to go look at the film and, you know, like I do always, learn from it, grow from it, keep doing the good things that we did, keep doing them, and, you know, get better at the others.
Last couple for Case.
Case, after you hit that, I think it was 24-yard first down, 24-yard pass to get into Steeler or for the first field goal. Right after, like, the three plays after that, they seemed like they dialed up the blitz a little bit more than they had been doing before that. Did you, you know, expect that? Or?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'd seen a lot of that on film, but, you know, I think they did. They dialed up three in a row, and we actually had Diggs on I think it was the second play in the end zone running. I tried to get it to him, but, you know, like I said, they did a great job. Pittsburgh did a great job of dialing them up today.
How much of the Steelers' ability to rush you and get pressure was you guys being in bad situations because of penalties and things? And so you're third and long, second and long, so they kind of had an idea that, you know, where to come get you.
Yeah, anytime you're behind and you're having to throw the ball, you know, a lot, like, you know, they're towards late in the game, it's kind of pin your ears back time for those D linemen. So, you know, you try to – it's like you said, another situation that you try to avoid, but when you're in it, you press on and you compete. I think we fought hard. You know, we never gave up. We fought really hard today.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.